The following message was given by Brother Edwin Wrighton in the church in New York City on the Lord's Day, March 27th, 2016. The title of the message is The Lord's Table and the Lord's Supper. Scripture verses are 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 29.
Our hearts to you.
Amen.
We do need you this morning.
Amen.
We open to you.
Amen.
That you may speak to us.
Amen.
Oh, about your precious, precious Lord's table.
Amen.
Oh, that we could enjoy you better.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I feel before I start, I should say something. My burden this morning is not to give you a lot of points on the Lord's table so that you get discouraged and say, oh, I don't know this, I may make a mistake, and what about this? No, forget it. Just remember one thing, not two, three, one thing. The Lord's table is something spiritual.
Amen.
We don't agree with the Catholic about transubstantiation. I even have trouble saying that word. Rather, it's something spiritual. Therefore, as long as you're in spirit, fine, no problem. You can forget all the points. If you're in spirit, the Spirit will lead you.
Amen.
So I trust no one will be discouraged.
Amen.
Because we will cover several points. In fact, not only we will cover several points, but we will share that the Lord's table is not just the Lord's table. It's the Lord's table and the Lord's Supper. But don't get in your mind. Just be in spirit. This Lord's table, it's the most important meeting of the church. And to us, should be the most important meeting. Why do I say this? Because the Lord wants to be remembered by us.
Amen.
Now you tell me, in human society, who would tell someone, remember me? The spouse, the husband, or the wife, or even the two who are engaged. The Lord loves us so much. He wants us to remember Him. Can you imagine? The Almighty God who made the universe wants us little nothings to remember Him. This is so precious. This is so sweet. So we need to really enjoy the Lord at the Lord's table. First of all, I would like to go over the name. It's not the church's table, the church's supper. It's the Lord's table, the Lord's supper.
Amen.
What does that mean? That means the Lord is in charge of the meeting.
Amen.
The Lord is the one who encourages us to have such a meeting. So therefore, that's why we need to be in spirit.
That's right.
And as we're in spirit,
Amen.
We can be led by the Spirit. And then what happens? If the Lord's table flows in one direction and then changes as we pray and as we call on Him, the table will be so rich.
Amen.
Not only we will be satisfied, the Lord will be satisfied. So I trust that nothing will discourage you, but you'll be encouraged to enjoy the Lord at the Lord's table. It is the Lord who invites us.
Amen.
So therefore, we need to be in spirit to call on the hymns.
Amen.
Why is this? Because the hymns express a certain feeling.
Amen.
Therefore, you want to follow the feeling you sense in the meeting. Unless the Lord gives you a burden, then we make a turn. So I don't want you to say, well, okay, I don't know about feeling, I'm not going to call him anymore. No, just be in spirit and the Lord will lead you. So first of all, we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 and 18. We already covered this in the past, but we just want to remind you what was shared at that time. What is the Lord's table? In verse 16, let's read verse 16. The cup of blessing which we bless, not the fellowship of the bread. Is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? So here we see a very important word, fellowship. And we mentioned in the past that fellowship means participation. We participate, we partake, we enjoy the fellowship of the bread and of the cup.
Amen.
So this is the burden here. And then verse 18 explains this matter of the fellowship. Let's read verse 18. Look at Israel according to the flesh. Are not those who eat the sacrifices those who have fellowship with the altar?
Amen.
In the Old Testament, the priest would offer the sacrifices on the altar, but some of the sacrifices, there was portions for the priests themselves. And when the priests themselves ate those portions, they were really participating with the altar. But on another sense, they were really participating with God. The sacrifices were offered to God. And actually, it's very interesting. As the sacrifices were consumed, there were ashes coming down to the bottom of the altar, and that assured the sinner that his sins had been forgiven. Likewise, there was a smoke going up, and that was a sweet aroma to God. So God had a part in the Lord's table, and the priest also had a part in the Lord's table. So that's a picture. That's only a picture. But the Lord's table is the reality that we partake with God, who presents himself to us for our enjoyment. So the Lord invites us. But then he says in verse 16, right? This is my body, this is my blood. We realize this is not physical, so it must be spiritual. So when you see the bread and the cup here, you have to realize these are solemn divine signs that mean the body and the blood. Not in a physical sense, but yes, in a spiritual sense. So this is very important. The Lord presents himself for our enjoyment. Then that brings us to verse 17. Let's read verse 17. Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many, one body, we all partake of the one bread. Very interesting. Here it tells us that because we partake of the one bread, we are all one body. This is beyond our human explanation. This is beyond what our brain can grasp. But the truth of the matter is, when we partake of the Lord's table, we're one with those in Taiwan. Although we meet at different time, right, in different part of the planet, but there is only one body. How precious this is.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for this. And then that brings us to two very important aspects, not parts, but aspects of the Lord's table. In chapter 10, verse 21, we don't have this verse, I'll just read it. You cannot drink the Lord's cup and the demon's cup. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the demon's table. In this verse, it mentions the Lord's table. But, as we come to 1 Corinthians 11, 20, what do we find there? Let's read verse 20. When therefore you come together in the same place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Ah, in chapter 10, it's the Lord's table. But in chapter 20, it's the Lord's Supper. What is the difference? We already mentioned that concerning the Lord's table, it's for our enjoyment. But the Lord's Supper is for the Lord's enjoyment. This is the difference, an important difference. So the significance of this is great. The Lord's Supper is for the Lord's satisfaction. Why is this? Because it is for the remembrance of the Lord. We'll see that later. We take the bread and the cup for the remembrance of the Lord. Okay, remembrance. How do we remember the Lord? Maybe you think immediately, oh, I had to come down, get quiet, and think, meditate. The Lord was born in Nazareth. He grew. He became of age and he ministered. He died. He resurrected. He ascended. And now he's our high priest in the heavens. Do you think that's remembering the Lord? Well, not really. To remember the Lord is to be in spirit and eat the bread and drink the cup. This is what the Lord desires. So, forget about our mind. Forget about religious worship. To remember him is to eat the Lord's body and to drink the Lord's blood. Not physically, but spiritually. So we will come back to that a little later. Now, what is the principle in eating and drinking? The principle in eating and drinking is what? Receiving.
Amen.
We receive what we eat and what we drink.
Amen.
Now, of course, to us that doesn't make sense, because the Lord Jesus is in our spirit. And yet, spiritually speaking, when we eat the bread and drink the cup, if we're in spirit, we receive the Lord. Oh, you're going to say, where does it say that? It doesn't really say that, but this is the reality of the Lord's table. So how crucial, how important this is that we can receive the Lord at the Lord's table. And every time we remember the Lord in this way, we have a deeper union with the Lord. We're united and mingled with Him. So, actually, if you remember, when the Lord Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman, He told her, He explained to her in John 4:24 that God is spirit, and therefore we are to worship in spirit and truthfulness. But the most wonderful thing is the next verse says, the Father seeks such to worship Him.
Amen.
Imagine the Almighty, all-powerful God desires that we humble little creatures worship Him. So we need to worship in spirit. This is a spiritual matter. The Lord wants us to contact Him, eat Him, drink Him with our spirit. So we not only receive the visible bread and cup, but we receive the Lord Himself. Now we come to 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 25. Let's read them together. For I received from the Lord, so I deliver it to you, the Lord Jesus, the trait of bread. Amen. So verse 24 says that the Lord Jesus, after giving thanks, broke the bread. He broke the bread so that the disciples could eat it in Matthew 26:26. So, in remembrance of Him is so crucial. We need to read verse 20. When therefore you come together in the same place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Here's where it mentions the Lord's Supper. And the Lord's Supper, as we read in these verses, is for the remembrance of the Lord. This is the issue of the Lord's Supper, to remember the Lord. So, at this time, when we asked for a hymn, as I mentioned before, we need to be in spirit, so we ask for the right hymn, so there will be a flow in the Lord's table. Likewise, when we pray, how do we pray at the Lord's table? Well, we shouldn't pray in a ritualistic way, but in clear expressions. I don't know if you're clear what I mean. In other words, you don't start saying, our God, the Almighty God, who created the heavens and the earth, and is now here, etc. No, just plain words. then that would not be a distraction when we pray. We need to learn to sense the atmosphere, the feeling, when we ask for Him, when we pray. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16, it mentions the cup of blessing which we bless. There is a moment at the Lord's table when you will see two brothers coming up to pray over the Lord's table. That is, they come to bless the Lord's table. I would encourage all the ushering brothers that when they come up to bless the Lord's table, they would pray concerning the Lord's table. Sometimes the brothers pray for different things, but this is the crucial moment when we all wait for the brothers to pray for the Lord's table, to bless the Lord's table. So, this is important. So then, we should be in the meetings this way. Then that brings us to verse 29, another crucial verse. Let's read it together. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not discern the body. Does not discern the body. Which body is this? All the other verses speak about the physical body of the Lord. It either says the body offered for us, or the Lord's body. But here, it just says body. And here, in this verse specifically, Paul mentions he who eats and drinks. And yet, he doesn't mention the body and the blood. Well, you may say this is an interpretation, but it could mean that this refers to the mystical body of Christ. Of course, it could also mean that we consider and respect the symbols, that we wouldn't consider that bread like ordinary food. We wouldn't be loose and careless when we're handling the symbols. It surely means that. But because, this is only one reason, because it mentions that people are sick and some died because they didn't discern, to me, it doesn't seem to be so much of a connection. You would die because you think the bread is common food? Sounds like too much. But it would not be too much to say if you do not discern the Lord's body. The Lord's body is related to God's administration. And actually, starting from the beginning of this chapter, it is talking about God's administration. If you remember, there was the portion about the head covering, which said that Christ is the head of every man, the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ. Now, concerning God's administration, really, what is important is the body of Christ. God cannot do anything without the body of Christ. God can only operate in the earth through the body of Christ. So we need to realize here it probably means more than the Lord's physical body and blood. Then we come to verse 26. Let's read verse 26 together. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, declare the Lord's death until he comes. Here it talks about declaring the Lord's death, but not only, well, declaring the Lord's death is evident from the symbols. You have the bread representing the body, and the blood, and the cup representing the blood. When the blood is separate from the body, surely is a picture of death. But the wonderful thing here, it says, until he comes. Do we realize the Lord is coming back? Amen. And the way things are moving nowadays with terrorism and all kinds of things, immorality, the Lord is coming soon. But when he comes, what does he come for? To set up his kingdom on the earth. Amen. So our remembrance is until the Lord comes to set up his kingdom on the earth for his administration. So, as we mentioned already, that verse 20 mentions the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is to remember the Lord. But it's possible that we care more for our enjoyment, our satisfaction at the Lord's table. But we need likewise to care for the Lord himself. And one way of caring for the Lord himself is to take care of his body, the church. And to enjoy the Lord at the Lord's table in spirit, and likewise to remember the Lord at the Lord's Supper. So this is the situation. We have a mutual enjoyment, a mutual satisfaction. So then we need to come to verse 28. Let's read it together. But let man prove himself, and in this way let him eat bread and drink of the cup. So here we see, you know, that we don't have, in the whole Bible, we don't have any verse that tells us when we come to the prayer meeting, we need to prove ourselves. Of course, we need to prove ourselves at the Lord's table, at the Lord's prayer meeting, at the prayer meeting, because otherwise our prayers would be in vain. But the Bible doesn't say so. The Bible doesn't say this about any other meeting of the church. So really, this is so important. We need to ask the Lord to help us, to remind us, before we come to the Lord's table, that we go into his presence, we pray, and deal with any sin, any failure, whatever the Lord does not approve, so that when we come here, we could be in spirit, and we could not only enjoy him at the Lord's table, but also remember him in a proper way at the Lord's Supper. So the way to do this is so important. If we're in spirit at the Lord's table, we can be one with the Lord. then it's so enjoyable. I can testify myself. Many times the Lord cleared up some confusion in myself or some misunderstanding or something that wasn't clear. The Lord made it clear at the Lord's table. So it is not just any old meeting. So we need to prove ourselves before we come to the Lord's table. So we need to remember that there are two parts, not two aspects, of this meeting, the Lord's table and the Lord's Supper. But then there are two parts of the Lord's table. The first part is that we worship the Son. And the second part is that we worship the Father. So you may say, well, where did that come from? From where did we got the idea about worshiping the Father? Not only that we worship the Father, but it has to be at the end. This is found in Matthew 26:30, where it reads, after they had the disciples and the Lord had the Lord's table, it says in verse 30, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. After singing a hymn. In the Old Testament, at the time of Israel, they did not realize God is triune. All that Israel knew was Jehovah, God. And actually the prophecies concerning the Lord in the Old Testament is called the servant of the Lord. So that means that hymn they sang must have been a hymn to the Father. Amen. So that is the basis why at the end we always worship the Father. Of course, whether we have two hymns, three hymns, however number of hymns before we break up, it's not the point, but we also need to worship the Father and to thank the Father for sending the Son to us. So then, if we experience these points, the Lord's table would be richer and more enjoyable. And not only enjoyable to us, but also more enjoyable to the Lord Himself. So we shouldn't get in our mind, just be in spirit, and the Lord will lead us in the Lord's table. Again, I repeat, I hope nobody's discouraged because we cover so many points and there's two aspects of the Lord's table and there's two parts of the Lord's table, and don't get confused. Just enjoy the Lord. Praise the Lord.